Did you have any luck?
Me neither. It's just locked up tight. I mean, did you try every door? Did you double check? Of course you did, because why wouldn't you? This is we're locked in. We are actually locked in. This is not happening. This is not happening. This is happening. This is happening. We are locked in at work. We can't get out. We're not going anywhere. This is perfect. This is so good. Sorry, it's just it's my last week. I decided to do overtime for some reason because I'm an idiot. And I get locked in. I get locked in with you. That sounds bad. I mean, if I had to be locked in with someone, I would want it to be you. That also sounds bad. I just mean, I'm glad I'm not alone. I'm glad that I'm not alone, because this would be, it's better with you, with someone. It's better with someone. It could be anyone. Well, not Dave. Or Emma. Emma is and not Emma. If it was just me and Emma, I probably wouldn't survive, because Emma is, you know, a little bit stabby. Bit stabby. Oh no, of course she's nice to you. She is nice to me too. I mean, it's you know, it's my last week, so I might as well be honest. I might as well just, you know, be completely honest. Emma is not nice. Emma, in fact, is awful. Emma is a bitch. And Emma is especially a bitch to me because, well, we work together. And Emma has, well, you have to know. You know. Emma's got a crush on you. Yes, she has. Oh, she has. Oh, she really, really, really has. Emma likes you a lot. You couldn't tell. How could you not tell? She's nice to you. She is nice to no one. But she's nice to you. Because she likes you. Oh no, it's got nothing to do with you. The whole wanting to stab me. It's not you. I mean, I know I made it sound like it was something to do with you, but it's not. It's just, well, I'm her office nemesis. So if we were locked in together, she would probably stab me. So nothing to do with you at all. So, did you check all the doors? Because I was just thinking that I should just go and check as well, just so we can be sure. I know you don't have to come. I'll just, no, I'm not trying to avoid you. Why would I be trying to avoid you? I have no reason to avoid you. I don't avoid you ever. I've been avoiding you for the last couple of weeks. No. I've just been really busy because it's my last week. And I've had a lot to do because it's my last week. And I've just been super busy. Busy. And that's why I was working late. And that's why I'm locked in with you, which is perfectly fine. Just, you know. I wish it was Emma. No, I don't. No. I'm really happy it's you. I mean, really happy. That's a bit strong. It's just not awful that it's you, because you're not going to stab me. Are you going to stab me? You're not going to stab me. Of course you wouldn't stab me, because why would you stab me? It's not like you hate me. Do you hate me? You don't hate me. Good. Because we're locked in together. I know you don't hate me. I don't know why I said that. It's like I'm on edge or something. I'm not on edge. I mean, why would I be on edge? It's fine. It's totally fine. So we're locked in at work. It's not the worst thing in the world. So what? That we can't, you know, call anyone because of the shielding and because of the security system, that someone tripped when they threw a chair at the window. So I should probably mention that while I was checking, I might have you know, thought about breaking a window and maybe escaping that way. But it tripped the security system, which, you know, isn't bad because it's not like maintenance were answering the phone anyway. It's just now we can't call anyone, and that is not awful. It's just because I have a date. I mean, I don't have a date. I don't want you to think that I'm dating someone. I do date. I date all the time. No, I don't. I date a normal amount, an acceptable amount that is acceptable. So I don't have a date. So you know what I think we should do? I think we should both go back to our respective offices and just, you know, stay put and not, you know, just stay separate. You don't think that's a good plan? Well, I do. I think that's a great plan. In fact, I'm going to go and do that. You're in the way. Avoiding you? No. It's just, I have a lot of work to do. Just so much work. And, yeah, so okay, we don't have to do that. We can just stay here together. I mean, I'm not scared to be alone with you. I mean, saying that makes it sound like I am scared to be alone with you, but why would I be scared to be alone with you? I'm not gonna say anything. I mean, why would I say anything? Have I said something that makes you think that I might say something? Because if I did, I didn't mean it. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm absolutely fine. It's just So it's my last week. So there's a reason that Emma doesn't like, are you hungry? Because I'm hungry and we should eat. We should totally have dinner together. I mean, we should have dinner at the same time, but not together because so I have the code to the vending machines and we could raid everything. Just everything. So No, I'm not saying we should have dinner together. Just, you know, dinner at the same time in the same place. But not together. Because. Why don't I like you? I like you. I like you a lot. I mean, I like you an acceptable amount. That is not unacceptable. No. Why would you think that I don't like you? I like you this very acceptable amount. That is acceptable in all circumstances. That is, you know, acceptable. It's so what would you like for dinner? Not that I'm buying you dinner because it's I have the code, so technically I'm stealing you dinner, which is kind of sexy. So I'm just going to go to my office because I have an important call to make that I can't make because of the shielding, because I threw a chair at the window. So this is, yeah. So, yeah. Oh no, this is fine. This is perfectly fine. I love being locked in with you. I just wish we were in a closet at the Christmas party. Oh no. I mean, we were in a closet at the Christmas party and yes, we kissed, but I'm totally fine with, yes. So no, we should check the doors again separately. We should check the doors but alone. So You go that way and I'll go this way and I'll be very thorough and you should be very thorough. So it'll take us about 4 hours. What about the Christmas party? I didn't go to the Christmas party. No. What? Oh, there are pictures of me at the Christmas party. Oh, I went to the Christmas party. That is wow, how did I forget that? That's just mental. Closet? What closet? There's no closet. Well, that's more of a stationary cupboard. You could call it a closet if you were at a Christmas party. So... No, 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 no. This has nothing to do with what happened at Christmas, because nothing happened at Christmas. So we kissed. So what if we kissed? So this is a little something to do with what happened at the Christmas party. It's just tiny, tiny little bit. What? So what? It is obvious, isn't it? It's obvious. Of course it's obvious. I mean, it's super obvious because I am not a subtle person. And well, I really like you. I really, really like you. And I mean, everyone knows. Everyone knows. That's why Emma wants to stab me. And, well, I think she just wants to stab me generally for being me. But also, you know, a little extra stabbiness because I really like you and she really likes you. And everyone knows that I like you. And so obviously this is my last week and everyone's looking at me because I like you and you know that I like you and that's why it's super awkward. So I'll just go to my office. What am I talking about? Well, you said that it's obvious and it is obvious. It's obvious that I like you. So you were talking about you. Yeah, I like you. You were talking about how it's obvious that you like me. Who is the what now? You like me? No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. You don't like me. Well, yes, you did kiss me, but that's because it was Christmas. It's not because it was Christmas. It was because it was me. Have you hit your head? Just checking. Just because you. No, I didn't know. I had no idea that you like me. I mean, yes, you kiss me, and you're always there. I mean, maybe the always being there has nothing to do with you liking me. It's just you're always there. And it's very difficult not to like you when you're there. So did the whole you being there have something to do? It did. So I've been avoiding you because I really like you. But I am also terrible at asking people out. It's something I've been trying to work on. I've been doing role plays. Well, I've been talking to myself in the toilets and Emma overheard me and she came at me with a stapler and that was, yes, that was our whole HR incident. So you like me. Why did I throw the chair at the window? Because you might have noticed that I'm a little, well, it's, you know, it's just the two of us. And when I'm around you, I get a bit this. And I didn't so much as throw it as I kind of tripped and it went flying. Yeah. So, you like me. I'm just checking because I'm about to do something I've never done before. Well, I've done it before. I've asked people out before. Not that I can ask you out because we're locked in. But I was going to offer to get you dinner. And I know I said it wouldn't be having dinner together. It would just be having dinner at the same time in the same place. But we could have dinner together if you wanted to, because I have access to all of the vending machines, every single one, even the ones on the executive floor. So I could show you a real good time, so long as your idea of a good time is vending machine dinner and me. Really? Really? You really like me then? I mean, for that to be your idea of a good time, that must... You like me? Oh no, Emma's going to kill me. No, she will. No. You'll protect me. You are. I really want to kiss you. I really, 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 really want to kiss you because you are. So, what would you like for dinner? I said something about kissing you, but we're not in a stationary cupboard. Well, I mean, I don't mind kissing you outside of the stationery cupboard. It's just, okay. So, can I kiss you? I just kissed you. Can I do it again? And maybe get good, don't have to ask, just kiss you, okay? Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's just we're kissing. We're kissing. We're kissing. Okay, I'm done. Not done, it's just we're kissing. You know what? Why don't we go and get food and then eat said food, and then I definitely will be over the whole giggling and laughing thing, and we can make out. If you want to. You do? Great. Do you know that I have a really, really great sofa in my office? I do. It's fantastic. Perfect for making out. You look forward to seeing if that's true. Good. So we should head up to the executive floor for the fancy food, because I'm going to show you a good time and then I'm going to make out with you on my sofa. Because I'm smooth. Okay, I'm not smooth. I am the opposite of smooth. I am awkward, but it's working on you. So, after you. And yes, I am going to be looking at your ass. Did you just wiggle your ass? I think I love you. The lift. I think I love the lift because I hate the stairs. See, that was smooth. Oh, bollocks.